I give us thank you, Father, for this opportunity you give it to me. Not only come here, but for talk about you, Lord. Because this is your word. If I speak my word, everybody go. But your anointing all in the people. I'm waiting for the word. So thank you. And thank you for all the brothers coming to hear the word. So in this time, who is the person, is disobedient to God? And the Lord is still speaking the same word, only time. Because over here is a beautiful time, beautiful days. Sometimes we got a little hard time for forever. But we love here, right? Amen. But one day, and that day came missing. You got to change. And because you don't want to hear the word, or because you don't listen to the word, or because you take the tradition from your father and mother, and that's it, and forget about the rest. That day coming when you got to be confused is you not listen the word of God. If you listen the word of God, everything got to be beautiful. You change because you change the body. But you got another beautiful body. It's just like you got an osteoporosis. The Lord don't want that people over there. You want the people to go like this, straight. The way he give it to you. Not the way the Lord, this world give it to you. So when you go over there, just like a young girl or young man. Beautiful.
Praise him. Hallelujah.
Ready, strong, like you was. Because I like you was, because everybody got a little bit down, little by little. So, but it's because you hear the word of God. If you don't hear the word of God, you go to kill the osteoporosis. Because you don't hear the word coming to be you thirsty all the time. And live the time longer. The way you're supposed to live in this ground. So, we got to go to Luke 4. Because a lot of people hear the word, but they don't pay attention. Mm-hmm. And he tells you from the beginning the same word. But God no go for that. And he say, Jesus full of the Holy Spirit. Jesus full of the Holy Spirit, returning from the Jordan, and was led by the Spirit in the desert. I want to tell you something. Many people don't, maybe, but many people got a temptation from the enemy. A lot of people die because they got a temptation, because they don't know what's going on. And they follow the enemy tell you to do. And you die. And was led by the Spirit in the desert, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil, and he ate nothing during those days. And at the end of them, he was hungry. Okay. You know, a lot of people miss this, because the same smell of the food not let you go in the diet. And then you want to sacrifice with that kind of food. But you're missing to know more and more in the Spirit. But that's the opportunity you have to know more in the Spirit. But full the stomach, Lord, no work that way. So, but when you eat in fasting, the stomach is empty. And you go little by little, in 2, 3, or 4 days more. You go little by little, the flesh make a week. Make a week, but not in the Spirit. And then you have opportunity to know many things you don't know. You, the Lord, give it to you. I remember one time I was fasting, and my wife fasting 3 days, and we go to the store to buy something, and she take the car for buy the grocery. Whatever she got to buy. And when he come to the car, she said, I feel like in the air. I feel like in the air. And we laughing together. We laughing together because I know she was fasting for 3 days. And she feel like, she says, I feel like in the air, and we laughing. Because I know myself. Because I was fasting for 40 days. And the Lord told me fast 40 days. And then, since somebody passed from my side, and he passed so fast, maybe I dropped down. And somebody else said, I dropped down. No, it was me. No, it was me. Was there no flash no more. And but I got a lot of experience in the spirit. Even I see the devil when coming against me. So that's why I don't scan nothing. No more. I don't scan nothing. So the first thing is important sometimes to the Christian people. I tell you, I like pasteles. I like a good pasteles and all the things. Nice piece of meat like before, but Lord took me out from the meat. So, first thing is important to for any Christian. If something coming against you, hiding yourself in the back and pushing you because you can't defend yourself, but then you know what's going on. It's easy. So first thing is important. But Jesus got hungry that day. And the devil said to him, if you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread. Even the devil will make a big mistake. He's talking to Jesus like he keep talking. Because he was God. Amen. But he didn't see with the eyes, he see with the feet. And Jesus answered, it is written, man does not live on bread only alone. If you don't have God not giving you the spirit in your life, that's all right. Then you don't know nothing. But you got the spirit of God in you, too. You got your own, and the Holy Spirit talk to your spirit. And by then you know, not only for food, we need the food from the spirit too. Not only the food in the flesh for the stomach, I make a sick sometime. And the devil led him up at the high stand all the kingdom of the world. And he said to him, I will give you all their authority and splendor, for it has been given to me, and I can give it to anyone to want to. He gave it for the God that does not belong to him, but that belong to God. Amen. Whatever is in the heaven, is in the earth, belong to God. Amen. So if you worship me, will all be yours. And you're going to have nothing. And Jesus answered, it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. This world got so many God. So many God. And left the real God, the true God. Going religion, religion by religion, religion by religion. But they left the God. And they were saying clear over here. This is writing, worship the Lord, your God, and serve him only. That's the word. Yes. Only. No worship the stone or worship the statue or worship all that kind of things. Mm-hmm. Worship the God who is supposed to worship. Because you can follow for the time you was maybe 10 years old, 15 years old, keep moving the same way you had the father and mother tell you to do. That's wrong. You are another generation. And you gotta follow the word because Jesus. We don't need Jesus. Jesus not come here because the Lord not give it to you, the Father. But he sent for save you. He sent him for save you. And worship the Father only in Jesus' name. Not in the name of Isaiah or in the name of nobody, just in the name of Jesus. This is the one got power over power. Amen. Jesus. Amen. Not the man. Even God, the Father. Nobody see the Father. Nobody can see the Father. It's too holy. Even if you go to heaven, you don't can see him. You receive from him, but you don't can see him. Worship, sister, this is answer, and this is writing, worship the Lord, your God, and serve him only. And the devil led him to Jerusalem and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. Mm-hmm. And if you are the Son of God, he said, throw your sharp down from here. For it is written that when I go someplace a lot of times and I give the truck to people, the person supposed can be alcoholic or drug addict. And when I come in to talk to him about the Lord, he bring another scripture, like he know everything. And the devil bring the Psalm 91 to Jesus. He don't know nothing about that. But try to be smart at Jesus. And he bring the scripture and he said, he will command his angel concerning you to guard you carefully. And they will lift you up in their hand so that you will not strike your foot against the stone. Bring the Psalm 91 to Jesus. And Jesus answered, it say, do not put the Lord your God to the test. We got a lot of tests. And sometimes we don't accept it from God. We have it, Lord. I got it sometimes. I get it one time. I know, and I know, coming from God. Mm-hmm. But I don't accept it. Somebody coming to another scripture to put my scripture down. And accept him as his scripture. No. Well, that's no God. You gotta find out if it's God what he's talking to you or not. But the way you know is when the Lord speaks to you by the word. Then you know for sure if he's coming from God or not coming from God. I told the Lord, Lord, teach me because I am not a smart person. But you make me smart. Amen. I am not, but you make me smart. I am no carpenter, but make me know about something. To try to do something, you know? Because that's the only the one I can receive from God. I know then. When the devil had finished all this tempting, he left him until an opportunity time. You can defend yourself and rebuke the devil or talk to the Lord and the Lord do defends you, because he do. When you ask to God, I tell you, come in right away, send some angel and defend you, protect you. But don't forget, the enemy coming with another thing different to try to tempt you. If you like something so good, God gave it to you, and then you make you sick because you like it. And by that one, coming another sickness in your life. When you go to sleep, you are like nothing. So weak. Because that things you like, you know, you have controlled yourself and you eat too much. So don't forget, when you have temptation and God protects you, the enemy is coming again. And you gotta be prepared yourself. I got a lot of experience. And Jesus rejected at the Nazareth, for example. And Jesus, 14, returned to the Galilee in the power of the Spirit. And news about him spread through the whole countryside. He touched their synagogue. Yet, you know, and everyone praising him. When you is a good preacher, and the Lord gives you little anointing, he don't give it too much. Little anointing, because then you go to be so far. Everybody. Oh, this guy, what's the name? Whatever. Because you got anointing that person, and then that person was so sick and be healed. Uh-huh. And that happened when Jesus went to the synagogue. Everyone praising him. And he went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. I mean, brought up, I don't know when they put brought up, but grow up, I said.
That's where he grew up.
And on the Sabbath day, he went into the synagogue as was his custom. It's necessary. The person, I not tell the people when the people coming over here today. Maybe next week. The other week, somebody invite and go to over there or whatever. And the other week, somebody tell you, go over there. Hear different words, and the people no learn nothing. But because going different places all the time. I like to receive the anointing because coming here, of what I learn over here. And I receive the anointing for defense myself. Because when I pray in my home, I take a 1.5 hours, maybe a little bit, sometime more. I got a disturb from the enemy, too. But I got the anointing. To say, to talk. I don't got afraid of nothing. I'm not supposed to get afraid. Amen. Be strong. Amen. The Lord don't want nobody weak. Because you're weak, you get out from that place and go into the corner, and you go to the other corner, whatever. No. Be strong. And try to defend yourself. With the help of the Holy Spirit. But if you are weak, and the enemy is running you on the back. Oh yeah, he like that. But no, not to me. Sometimes I give knock in the wall. Sometimes he knock me into the wall. But when I come in from there, to the same place I'm praying, then I start talking to God. And I call him. And then I make nothing happen, no more about it. Nothing happen. Keep moving in the same way I do. Nothing happened. So, I knock the wall a little bit. That's right. That's okay. That's right. But I know that. So, I tell you, that be a Christian is something. Be a Christian is something. You know, we're so happy all the time. You got to receive something. Because you know, pray, it's bad. But if you pray too much, it's bad too. Because the enemy is not right. They said, how do you get to talk to some people from different places? So, then he tried to come to bother you. Oh. The other day, as I said, well, it was last week, my God. Even I can't read. And I know a lot of scripture in my mind. And I know how to read it all, just speak. And then sometimes I get disturbed and I confused and then I gotta go to the Bible right away. If I can't say nothing, okay then by the Bible I say. So because No. You can be strong. And he went to Nazareth and he been brought up, and on the Sabbath day, he went into the synagogue as was his custom, and he stood up to read the scroll of the prophet. Isaiah. Before, you got the Bible, nice Bible, beautiful Bible. Sometimes you don't appreciate too much if you leave it anywhere. You know that's the Word of God?
Yes,
can drop it anywhere?
Amen.
The Word of God, he gave it to you to learn. You're supposed to appreciate the Word of God. Because that's your life. Care for your Bible. Appreciate your Bible because He's the Word. Oh God. I give it to the prophet Isaiah. And he was handed to him, unrolling it. And he found the place where it is written. The Spirit of the Lord is on me. You know, you speak that sometimes you open the Bible and the Bible talking to you?
Yes.
Not happen to you?
Yes. All the time.
The word is speaking to you. Because this word got life.
Yes, amen.
The word of God is life.
Yes, amen.
And give you life. If you don't appreciate the word of God, you know God, you know you lose your life. The enemy like that. No, not me. I got 2-3 Bible to read. Oh my God, sorry, man. I am not so holy. But I try to do the best.